Hello?
Hey Laura, this is Alex calling from Art South Fiber. Can you hear me better
Yeah,
now?
hello? Yes, I can.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, sorry, I was having a quite a couple technical difficulties
Yeah.
earlier. I was still fixing them when you called back, like all those times.
Oh, okay.
Let's dive into that issue. You said you're having problems with, what was it, buffering?
Yeah. I never had that before I got the fiber optic.
Is this happening on like every all devices?
Let me see. It's my, I use my iPad mostly. And that's when it's happening on that. Yeah, I don't know that it's not ha well, I never use my phone for internet. It's just the iPad.
So as far as you're concerned, it's only happening on the iPad, or you just haven't checked any other devices when it happens?
I don't really use any other devices. It's not happening on my TVs. Well, wait, the one in the basement, maybe. It kind of gets disconnected, but I don't know if that's the same issue. It has to reconnect with the internet. I'm not quite sure.
Are you using any form of extender, maybe? Maybe
Yeah,
out.
I am, but I've always used them. I have hardwired extenders.
They're hardwired to all to the same router?
Yeah.
How are you doing that? Do you have like another switch? Well, a switch. Because there's only one Ethernet port on the router you have, right?
Yeah, I have it was hardwired years ago. I used Unify, the hot spots that they have, the access points. Unfortunately, I've never been able to have them mesh, you know, so I have to, it doesn't automatically switch, but yeah, they're hardwired and I never had a problem with them.
Yeah, what are they hardwired to?
They're hardwired to the router.
So our router only has one Ethernet port, right? And you have multiple things hardwired. So, is there something in between maybe that it's connected to?
Oh yeah, well, yeah, they have, I'm trying to think of how to describe it. They have power over Ethernet.
Oh, power over Ethernet switch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like kind of between the Ethernet. There's no room to put those, but they're all going to be in there.
And let me guess, your TVs are on Wi-Fi, right?
I'm sorry, what?
Your TVs are on Wi-Fi, right?
Yes, yeah, they are. And they're also using those extenders. Well, one is using.
The two TVs are actually connected to the main router for some reason. They didn't connect to the extender. They just connected
It
directly
has
to
to
the
be connected to the extender. I mean, that's the only, it has to, I have to be on the same network if I'm using, what do you call it, casting. So I know it's on the extender.
Currently, the TCL Roku TV and the 40-inch and the 43-inch are both connected to.
No. Okay.
Oh, you have another
40 inch
TV.
and the 43 inch replaced the 40 inch.
Oh.
And I have another one upstairs that is connected to the system that I have.
Okay. And the buffering happens when you're just trying to stream to something, or is this when you're on the iPad itself, just looking on the
I haven't had a problem streaming upstairs. I have a bit of a problem with the internet being temporarily, it happens, that TV, I don't know if it's a TV, but it has to reconnect to the internet often. I don't have to do anything except wait a few seconds. But the buffering happens on my iPad when I'm upstairs.
Let me just look at some things here. That looks good. Oh, I see. So here's what we'll try. So sometimes what can happen is like there's a actual setting on this on all our routers. It's usually most people disable it. It's just it's like a I wouldn't call it like a security setting, but it's kind of like a security thing. It basically just it is kind of a type of security setting. It basically prohibits connection. It feels is kind of risky or dangerous.
Well, that's good to have on, isn't it?
It is, but it's very sensitive. It's like, think of it like an alarm system that trips every time you walk out the door, right? It's kind of like that. It's like you're walking out to go grab your mail. That's not necessarily a dangerous activity.
Yeah.
All those
no,
are
I get
associated.
It. I get it.
You see what I'm saying? So like normally.
Yeah, the more security you have, the worse the, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so sometimes it looks like it's been. It looks like every time you use that, it's an AirPod. Is it an Apple iPad Air 5?
Air 5?
Like fifth generation, Apple iPad Air, like the thin one, the thin iPad.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's been limiting connection on that iPad. For almost 30 days. So since the 6th of October, it's been limiting connection on that iPad.
Oh,
that's
yes.
That's probably what's
now,
causing
why would that
issue. Because of that same security setting. So when you
okay.
probably when you, like, what I notice is when people try to stream from their like from one device to another, like whether it be Share Play or what is it called? Screen share, whatever it's called. I forget what it's called on the iPad. But whenever they try to do that, it literally looks at it as if it's like a prohibited connection. So
I have no problem with casting from my iPad to my TV. That's a whole different thing. I just have a problem with buffering. But
I just mean it flags it, so it starts to limit your connection, making it.
Okay, so what should I do?
So what I can do is I can turn it off for you. I can turn that
setting off.
Oh, you
can turn it off. I thought I had to do it. Okay.
No, I can do it. I mean, I don't really know if there's a way for you to do it in the app itself.
Oh, no, if you can do it, that's fine. That's great.
Okay, perfect. So I'll turn that off. And then what we can do is, like, you can try it out for a couple of days. I'll check in with you on, like, are you available Saturday? I can call you on Saturday. Or maybe even later in the day tomorrow and see if it's still giving you that same issue.
Okay.
And if it is, then we can maybe try looking at getting maybe one of our extenders in there and see if that helps the situation, because it could be a covered issue. I don't see it being a covered issue.
You know, it's so
issue.
Funny. I don't know what to do about the extender thing because, I mean, hardwired is better than Wi-Fi extenders, aren't they? Wouldn't they be?
It depends. So depending on how the setup is, one is not necessarily better than the other. All depends on what you're looking for. In terms of speed potential, a single hard wired extender could be better, but it could also be just as, like, it could also be worse if it's like you have multiple extenders attached to one device, and then from there it's like another network on a network, almost like daisy chaining the routers together. That can cause some level of interference that wouldn't be, you know, noticed on our end, and that could also cause, you know, signal degradation over time. It all depends. But
you have extenders?
Yeah, we offer, I think, one free extender. It's basically the same router you have. It's another one of that, and it will act as an extender in your home. It will connect to that.
My problem is that I need to have my router in the basement. It's just everything's connected to it. Well, actually, the reason I needed it is because I had all the hardwire connected to it. I guess it no longer needs to be in the basement, come to think of it.
I see what you're saying. I mean, sometimes, the setup can be, it could be difficult if you're trying to do certain things and don't necessarily know how our router works, but you can definitely use that other extender and have one in the basement, one somewhere else, depending on,
Now it has to be in the basement because it's wired into the basement from your guys, you know, so I guess I can't move it anyway.
And the extender can be anywhere else in the home, as long as it can reach that, just grab the signal from that main router.
Is it possible to get two extenders or not?
I think there's a cost associated with it. I'm not quite sure on the price point with the second extender.
But just also, I could just get extenders that I prefer, right?
Yeah,
connect it.
You could literally just not even use a router and use your own extender if that was something you were looking to do. Yeah, you could use your own Wi-Fi mesh Wi-Fi setup if that works better for you.
Because I don't know, the one in the basement that I'm using, I'm not quite sure if you put one upstairs of it. How far does it go, your extenders? How far does it reach?
Our extenders, it needs to connect to 5G, so it needs to be within reasonable distance. Is there are you worried about the distance from the main router to the extender?
Oh, no, I'm worried about...
Oh, connection.
Well,
connection
from the extender. Because the main router is going to be downstairs, but
also
I'm worried about...
to these devices.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it goes pretty... It's a pretty good distance. It goes just as far as... How far is the router to your 43-inch or 40-inch TV?
Oh, my God, it's like 10 feet.
Oh, okay. I mean,
It's in the same room.
In the same room. Okay. And
my problem is that with your router, when I use I'm just using your router and not using my extenders, I notice the signal is not good in one of the rooms that I have on the lower level, and it has a better reach from one of my extenders that's on a different floor. I think there must be something blocking it between my router and that room. And I guess I can try one extender first, right? And see if it works better than what I'm using.
I guess that kind of makes sense depending on how the extenders, I don't know how you're, what kind of extenders are they? Or what kind of, the brand?
Oh, Unify.
Oh, Unify. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh yeah. You said that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
So Unify Extend is actually pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
Unify is the 2.4 though. I don't have 5.
Oh, you don't have the 5 gigahertz on it?
Nope. It's old. I mean, I've had them for a while.
Oh, so you don't have like any of the new, like the newer Unify? You have like
no
the one. Okay.
No.
I'm thinking.
So
about,
the
like,
5G really makes a difference.
Yeah. So. With 5 gigahertz and 2 gigahertz connection are really work based off proximity. So like the further you are, the 2.4 is probably the better one because it has a longer longer range. Whereas the 5 gigahertz is very it's a lot better over shorter distances. It doesn't really.
Well, what's
go
what's
too far.
The distance that the 5G works?
I'll give you an exact number. One second. I have it written
my
down.
My house
actually
is really long. It's not big, but it's long.
So it goes about like 100 to 200 feet from the router.
Oh, in all directions?
Yeah.
Oh.
Directions. Correct. Except for down. Down would be, it doesn't work. It doesn't go as far downwards because signals tend to fan out outwards from the access point, depending on where the where it's placed.
Yeah. I still think I want to try it. I could just disconnect my other one and try it with your extender because it might really work better.
So if you want, I can have like set up a time for a tech to come out. It might not be today. We are a little jam packed.
Oh no, it's not a rush. It's not,
okay.
I mean, that's
so
fine.
I can.
It's Halloween. I want to give out candy today.
Nah, I feel that. I feel that. Let me see.
Okay, so I'm gonna
tell Bryce. Let me just pull up my calendar here.
Oh, I feel bad for all the time. I keep on doing these things in this house. I do things that are just become obsolete.
Yeah. The thing is, Wi-Fi technology is it moves so like it's really advancing.
I know.
Quick. So like, what was new 4 years ago is now old today. Which
is, I hate it. I do.
It's just the era we live in. You know, just everything.
I know.
Technology's moving
I know.
So fast.
There was a tech who came out, Steven, who was trying to help me out with the Unify because it never meshed. It never went from, do you know what I mean? It just didn't.
So he helped set up like and make it connect.
Well, he didn't really do anything. He was just talking to me about it. And I've never been able to have it go from one to another without having to reconnect. It was just ridiculous. So maybe this other system will be better.
It should. Wait. Oh, that's why I'm looking at the wrong times. I'm like, what's going on here? This weekend is busy. How does 3 o'clock on Saturday sound?
Do you have anything just during the week?
During the week. Yep, I can do that.
I just don't know about what I'm doing Saturday. I'd rather.
Fair enough. I have. I have the 5th at 1 p.m. Or
anything in the morning at all?
Let's see.
I mean, that might be okay, but
I'll look and see if there's another day with morning time.
Or Monday afternoon, maybe?
Monday afternoon. Monday's the 4th. Actually, I have Monday morning.
Oh, you do?
At 8 a.m. or 10 a.m.
I'm just trying to think. I'm sorry. No, Monday morning won't work. I'm sorry.
What do you mean? Sorry, I didn't hear that.
I think Monday morning won't work. A dog is going to be here that's really growls at other people.
Okay.
So, bet you never heard that one before.
No, I mean, I've heard everything under the sun. One time I had a lady tell me her ceiling was going to be, not her ceiling, her whole roof was going to be taken off.
Her whole roof?
Yeah, and she was serious. She actually had she has one of those roofs that you can literally just actually take off the house. Like there's like a layer that can just be lifted off and then just added another one on. She had a whole roof
never
replaced.
Heard of that.
Me neither until she literally called in and said, yeah, you don't hear the construction in the background? I was like, oh, you were not joking.
Oh, God, that's hysterical. Okay, so what else you have?
I have, let's see. So I have, twelve on the 6th. On the 5th, I have, I have 8 and 10 on the 5th. Which is the Tuesday.
8 o'clock is, 8 o'clock is great.
8 o'clock is great.
Perfect. No. You can hardly pick what you want to eat for dinner.
It won't take more than an hour, right?
Nah, it shouldn't. They're usually pretty quick with it.
I mean, that's fine if it does. It's not that big a deal.
No, it usually doesn't take more than an hour. I mean, if there's something that happens during the actual installation, they'll call one of us to help them through it, and usually it goes quick, like 5,
mm-hmm.
10, like 10, 20 minutes, and it's done.
Okay. And this extender comes, I'm not paying for it?
No, this one will be free,
oh.
But if you were to get another one, then that's...
Yeah, I think this might do it. I think it might do it. If I got a different, if I needed a second one, does it have to be the same brand that you use?
It would have to be through us, yeah, for it to mesh well. Yeah, it would have to work through.
Okay,
our...
so if I were to get one, a second one through you,
mm-hmm.
How much would it cost? And there's no monthly charge, right? It's just
not for the first one, but the second one, I think it is a monthly charge.
A monthly charge, really, not just paying for it?
Yeah, you just
oh.
you can't buy it outright. You have to, it's just like an add-on onto whatever you're currently paying.
Oh, I see. Do you have an idea how much that is?
If you want to give me 1 second, I can ask for you.
Sure.
No problem. All right. So first extender is free, and then after that, first extender is built in, and then after that, the second one will cost $7.99 a month.
Okay.
$7.99, not
$799. No, I figured.
Just making sure.
Yeah, I figured that. But if I were to get, if I need a second extender and I end up going buying extenders by myself, they all work with your router, right?
They work in the sense that if you connect it via Ethernet and have their setup connected, it would work, but it wouldn't work in a sense like if you have our router connected and you want to use it as like one single a cohesive unit, it won't work in that way. It'll be like two separate networks in your home.
Well, I've already dealt with that and I don't like it. So I would have to, if I needed a second extender and I don't like paying $7.99 a month, I'd have to buy a router and two extenders myself, right?
Correct.
That all work together.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Wanted to know. Great. Okay. So who's coming on Tuesday? Or don't you know?
One of our techs, his name's Aiden, will be coming.
Okay.
So far it's Aiden. Great. It could change closer to the time.
No, it's fine. That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Okay, thanks very much. Really appreciate your help.
No problem. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.